Kindness by Karin Swan. Foreigner, come. Enter my house. My door has been tightly closed in these times. Plagues are about, and there is much pain to fear. You have been there outside for 1,000 and more days now. I catch you watching me through the windows, patient, attentive, and curious. Yet I keep out anyone new, those I don't know well enough to trust, to rely upon, to admit to my shelter against the pain. Today, though, something changed. Today my fears were upended for one brisk moment, worn down by a curiosity of my own. I suppose I couldn't hold back the smile on seeing you. How, after all, could you wait so long, so patiently, so interested, so willing, yet so peacefully uninsistent? What in this world does that? I can see now you have been the friend all this time who came knocking because of the grave circumstances. And all the while, I closed my door to your goodness. I guarded myself against the unfamiliar. How foolish to keep out the best friend I will ever know. You bring no danger. You are generous and ask for nothing. You are gentle, spirited, and light-hearted. Your touch is so delicate it breaks hearts open to God. Come then, friend, enter my home. Become the warm tea I will drink and the comfort we discover as, in meeting, we arrive at our true purpose together. After all, we were made for each other, you and I. Pain and the kindness that waits for it. I made my soul familiar with her extremity, that at the last it should not be in novel agony. But she and death acquainted meet tranquilly as friends, salute and pass without a hint, and there the matter ends. Emily Dickinson.